Coming up, an alleged Pakistani connection to the alleged Times Square bomber. What does it mean? Pakistan, the U.S. ally. What it all means in just a moment with David Sanger of the New York Times. Right now, let's check in on top news stories at 30 minutes after the hour. Democrats went 15 years without appointing a Supreme Court judge. Later this morning, President Obama will nominate his second justice in just 16 months. He's expected to tap Solicitor General Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court this morning. If confirmed, she'd be the fourth woman to serve on the high court, ending her run as the first female Solicitor General, the job she currently holds. And at 50 years old, she'd be the youngest justice.
We're joined now by Emily Bazelon. She's a senior editor at Slate. And Emily, are we already beginning to hear some arguments for and against Kagan's nomination emerging?
We are. One of the arguments in favor of her is that she is young. She has done a great job as dean of Harvard Law School. There's pretty much consensus about her ability to pull people together. And then there are arguments against her on both the left and the right.
Well, what does the left have a problem with?
The left worries that she is too untested. It's a matter of signaling as much as what Kagan might actually be like as a justice. But the main criticism or sort of skepticism about her is that she will be to the right of Justice John Paul Stevens, who she is, of course, replacing on executive power. And then there's a refutation of that from other people on the left, particularly former Solicitor General Walter Dellinger, who has defended her mightily on that score.
But that would make us think that then the right would be pleased with this nomination.
That's true, and I think truly that the right has little to complain about with her. But the right worries about her being, quote, gay-friendly, and that is based on a fight from several years ago within many law schools in the country over the administration's don't ask, don't tell policy, the policy of the Bush and the Clinton administrations. And the law schools, some law schools for a while, were preventing military recruiters from having the same access to students that other employers have.
Right.
Their argument was that because of the inequities of don't ask, don't tell, they wanted to, prevent the recruiters from coming in. And for conservatives, that's a problem.
Right. Emily Bazelon, senior editor at Slate, speaking about the presumptive nominee for the Supreme Court, Elena Kagan.